Bend is a small mud puppy salamander tween, warm amber with cream belly. Chunky cartoon, soft-skinned, curious about medium change.
At his workbench, he keeps a clear glass tank, half filled with water, and a straw, partly submerged. Looking from the side, the straw appears bent or broken where it meets the water. That's refraction, made visible.
I am Bend. The optics primitive I teach is refraction. The move is light slows in denser media, and slowing means bending.
This is load-bearing. Bend embodies the refraction primitive, the behavior where light changes speed when it enters a different medium, which causes it to change direction.
Most novices have seen the straw looks broken effect. Nobody told them why. Most think it's an illusion. It isn't. It's predictable physics.
Light travels at different speeds in different media. Slower in water than air. Slower in glass than water. When light crosses the boundary at an angle, the side that enters the denser medium slows first. The wave pivots. That's refraction.
The straw isn't broken. The light is.
Ben demonstrates with the water tank.
Watch. I put the straw in. Looking from the side, the straw clearly bends at the waterline.
The straw is actually straight. The light from the underwater part bends as it leaves the water. The apparent position shifts. Your eye traces the light back to where it appears to come from. That's why you see a bend.
He shines a laser at the water surface at an angle.
Watch the laser. The beam visibly bends as it enters water. The angle changed at the boundary. That's refraction in action. Snell's law predicts how much.
Bend walks the cast through the scaffolds.
Speed of light in different media. In vacuum, the maximum, C. In air, almost exactly C. In water, about 3/4 C. In glass, about 2/3 C. Slower and denser media.
Index of refraction. The number N equals C divided by the speed in the medium. Water has N equal to 1.33. Glass has N equal to 1.5. Higher N means slower light.
Snell's law. N1 times sine of theta 1 equals N2 times sine of theta 2. That formula quantifies the bend exactly. Memorize Snell's law. It's load-bearing for serious optics.
Total internal reflection. At a steep enough angle from dense to less dense medium, light reflects entirely instead of refracting. That's the basis of fiber optics. That's why diamonds sparkle so brightly.
Apparent depth. Water appears shallower than it is. Fish appear at a different depth than they actually are. Both consequences of refraction.
There's a part of Ben's lesson that's especially important to him.
Don't be tricked by appearances underwater. Fish are deeper than they look. Pool floors are deeper than they appear. The waterline at the boat is closer than you think.
Refraction is a constant correction. Once you know it's happening, you can compensate. Spearfishers aim below where they see the fish. They've learned the correction.
Same for everyday seeing. The lens of your eye refracts light. The lens of a camera refracts light. Glasses correct refraction errors in your eye's own optics. Once you see refraction as a system, you see it everywhere.
Bend walks the cast through atmospheric refraction.
Sunsets look red and flattened because light bends through Earth's atmosphere. The path through the air is longer when the sun is low. More bending. More color sorting. The red wavelengths reach you. The blues scatter.
Mirages on hot roads. Hot air near the surface bends light unexpectedly. The water you see ahead is actually skylight bent by the temperature gradient. Same physics, just different conditions.
Atmospheric refraction means we see the sun for a minute or two after it has technically set. The light bends around the edge of the Earth. The sun's image is shifted upward by the atmosphere.
Bend grew up in the Cave Stream village. His family had been water watchers for the village, the mud puppies, whose underwater hunting required understanding that light bends. So prey position as seen was never prey position as is.
I learned by age 2, in mud puppy years, that the fish was deeper than the eye said. The correction was the hunt. Without the correction, you missed every time. Refraction was the lesson all the mud puppies had to learn first.
He walked to Prism Forge at 12. Optic, the mentor, asked him one question.
What is refraction?
Light slows in denser media, and slowing means bending. When light crosses a boundary at an angle, the speed change makes it pivot. That's why the straw looks broken in water.
You are appointed.
Don't think refraction is illusion. The straw isn't broken. The light is. Your eye is doing geometry on bent light. Once you know the geometry, the bend stops being mysterious.
Light slows in denser media. Slowing means bending. The straw isn't broken. The light is. That's the whole craft.
Bend leaves the straw in the tank. The bend stays. The next laser will bend the same way. The next water surface will refract the same physics. Predictable. Always.
Slowing means bending. The straw isn't broken. The light is. Bend's primitive. The straight thing that the eye sees crooked.